Picture this. It's March 11, 2020. COVID-19 cases are surging worldwide. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver makes a stunning decision, suspending the entire NBA season despite hundreds of millions in potential revenue losses. This wasn't rash decision-making. It was prepared leadership in action. Silver had consulted experts, built organizational alignment, and prioritized public health over profit. His subsequent creation of the NBA bubble would save $1.5 billion while keeping everyone COVID-free. This exemplifies the prepared leader, someone who anticipates crises, builds responsive systems, and emerges stronger when disaster strikes. In our increasingly volatile world, crisis preparation isn't optional, it's essential. The pandemic demonstrated how quickly catastrophe can spread in our interconnected world, collapsing economies and breaking supply chains in mere weeks. Yet, despite decades of warnings from experts like Bill Gates, who gave his famous 2015 TED Talk about pandemic inevitability, we remained fundamentally unprepared. Why? Because we're trapped in what former World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called the cycle of panic, neglect, responding with alarm during crises, but immediately relaxing afterward, allowing critical response mechanisms to atrophy. Crises unfold across five distinct phases, starting with early warning and signal detection, scanning for potential threats. Most crises send warning signals that should be detected and interpreted. Volkswagen's emissions scandal, costing $30 billion, had warning signs years before the crisis, but cognitive biases prevented their recognition. Preparation and prevention follows with proactive measures, exemplified by New Zealand's early COVID-19 screening of Chinese travelers, leading to low initial infection rates. When crisis hits, damage containment limits threats, followed by recovery to recoup losses. Learning and reflection completes the cycle by extracting crucial lessons. Crisis navigation demands 9 leadership skills, demonstrated by Mercury Systems CEO Mark Aslett during COVID-19. He prioritized employee well-being, risk mitigation, and customer commitments, leading to record results despite $2.6 million in pandemic costs. These skills include sense-making, interpreting warnings, perspective-taking, viewing threats from multiple angles, and influence, ensuring stakeholder compliance. Organizational agility enables quick responses, while creativity reveals opportunities in chaos. Crisis leadership requires effective communication, stakeholder engagement, calculated risk-taking, and promoting resilience through autonomy and support. Individual and systemic learning remains crucial. Without it, organizations stay vulnerable to future threats. When COVID-19 hit restaurants, Burger King's parent company unveiled their Restaurant of Tomorrow, reducing physical footprints by 60% and adding multiple pickup options to align with surging delivery trends. Crisis framing shapes decision-making. Threat-focused leaders typically respond with restructuring and cost-cutting, while opportunity-focused leaders pursue innovation and new business models. Most crises present both threats and opportunities, with our framing determining our response. Effective leaders use 4 frames: design, systems that can be reassembled, political, enabling constructive conflict, human resource, organizational capabilities, and cultural, identity and values. While teams outperform individuals in crisis, they need proper support. The UK's National Health Service demonstrated this by expanding their crisis team to include frontline physicians and creating elective hubs that crossed administrative boundaries to clear patient backlogs. Building effective crisis teams requires diversity of perspective, clear accountability, and minimal bureaucracy. Leaders must defer to expertise while maintaining decision-making authority, recognizing that critical knowledge often exists beyond the C-suite. Today's crises transcend borders. Leaders like HSBC's Peter Wong navigated competing interests during Hong Kong protests, while CrossFit's Greg Glassman showed how mishandling social justice issues can quickly devastate an organization. Leaders must operate across multiple dimensions, understanding how situations impact different contexts internally and externally. During the 2021 semiconductor shortage, automotive manufacturers had to restructure global supply chains while managing workforce challenges across continents. A global mindset requires understanding that cultural differences encompass race, ethnicity, gender, and political orientation. The pandemic highlighted these differences. Southeast Asian nations implemented uniform lockdowns, while the United States faced resistance to mask mandates, reflecting cultural individualism. Countries with female leadership experienced significantly fewer COVID-19 deaths. Leaders like New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern demonstrated effective crisis management through clear communication and decisive action. Female business leaders excelled at meeting employee needs, encouraging skill development, maintaining integrity, and showing empathy during stress. Collective threats unite diverse mega-communities across organizations. During COVID-19, scientists, pharmaceutical companies, and governments collaborated to develop vaccines rapidly. Effective leaders recognize and facilitate these powerful collaborative networks. Prepared leadership demands continuous learning, converting crisis lessons into concrete action. Without integrating these lessons into decision-making, organizations remain vulnerable to future challenges, stuck in cycles of panic and neglect. The COVID-19 responses of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and CrossFit's Greg Glassman highlight this contrast. Silver learned from other leagues' crisis experiences and implemented transparent processes, while Glassman failed to apply lessons from a 2018 social media crisis when he made insensitive comments about George Floyd in 2020. Since crises are rare, leaders often grow complacent. Prepared leaders counter this through vicarious learning, studying others' experiences. Research shows people extract specific steps from successes, but broader patterns from failures, with the latter proving more valuable since crises rarely repeat exactly. Learning must span all crisis phases. Foster a culture of continuous improvement through analysis, scenario planning, and capability assessment. Stay receptive to diverse stakeholder input during crises. Afterward, conduct thorough reviews, document lessons, and develop both emotional and technical capabilities. How you communicate becomes critical during crises. UK pub chain JD Weatherspoon damaged its reputation after announcing its 43,000 workers would receive no salary during lockdown. Effective crisis communication requires conveying urgency while inspiring confidence and addressing emotional needs. Recovery focuses on recouping lost resources. When Nextdoor faced a racial profiling crisis, its leadership assembled a diverse task force that reduced profiling by 75% within months. Building toward recovery requires resilience through strategic reserves, flexible supply chains, and innovative problem solving. Communication demands uninterrupted flows through established protocols and clear chains of command. Leaders should maintain early warning systems through threat scanning, action protocols, and diverse expert teams, building networks from industry analysts to frontline workers, and conducting regular crisis simulations. In our uncertain world, prepared leadership must become your fourth bottom line, alongside people, planet, and profit. This means developing an approach that anticipates challenges while creating growth opportunities. Prepared leadership combines optimistic risk-taking with strategic planning, balancing cautious analysis with bold action through scenario planning, system stress testing, and adaptive strategies. Crises expose organizational vulnerabilities while offering opportunities for transformation. They create moments to reset and leverage technology for greater resilience, moving from anxiety to optimism through learning. Despite unprecedented risks, from geopolitical tensions to climate change, cybersecurity to public health emergencies, learning remains our key tool for adaptation. The next crisis is inevitable. Building the necessary capabilities, relationships, and mindsets must happen now, before you need them.